Yankee testing.
You're into the repeater, in 0TR.
Call the MKP4CPA.
Good morning, gentlemen. I've got a radio now in my new Toyota, and just wanted to see how it sounds. The engine is idling and running about 25 watts, but I'm so close to the repeater, I could run much lower.
It sounds really good. Actually, you could have a little more deviation if you wanted, Gary, but very extreme, crisp, and clear. Go ahead, Nick.
Good to me, Gary. What kind of Toyota did you get?
A good one.
I'm buying a new 2021 RAV4.
Oldest daughter just bought one of those.
With it so far, it's not an all-wheel drive, it's just the front-wheel drive. It's only got like 38 miles on it so far, but so far so good. I just got to figure out the electronics in it.
Old scholar nowadays to run one of those things with all the apps and stuff. More distractions. Well, Gary, congratulations. I think you'll really enjoy that, and I think you were wise not to get the all-wheel drive. Just more things to go wrong.
You can't hide money, can you?
I used to have that.
And it's called DIVORCE.
This is called the radio. I don't know if that qualifies as music, though.
More caterwauling or something like that. Okie dokie. Well, thank you so much. I'm going to use the radio tomorrow as I make a trip into town. And I don't have the antenna I'm using is a Magmount Larson 5/8, which is pretty tall for this car. So I'm going to probably have to set it down to put it in the carport. I've got one of those compact antennas coming from DX Engineering. Much worse performance, I'm sure. It's only 7 inches tall, but I'm going to put that on here and try it out for a while. But it doesn't arrive until tomorrow.
I had to buy a shorter one, but it's not that short to put in the carport, Gary. I can't tell you what it is unless I went out there on my pickup truck. By the way, I was over to my neighbor's, and I'm sure Toyota already doused you for everything they could. All of the dealers do. But this is a paint sealant called Wolfgang. And they were buffing out this hot rod that my neighbor's building. And then he put this stuff on there afterwards. My. I should have thought of you. Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. This year's just Wolfgang. Wolfgang. And it's a paint sealant. And I just got some. It's a hydroponic thing. And I'll let Bernice try it out on the Avalon. Shut up, Dave.
Well, Bernice, isn't going to have to do that. Oh, me. Well, I may have to go up there and help you or something.
Please, but you have a medical necessity there, Tom, so I understand.
Well, the next 2 days, she looks like a pirate on a pirate ship. She's got an eye patch on this one eye. She just had a cataract removed and a new lens put in one eye this morning. Actually, I smacked her for sassing, Dave, but I didn't want to let that out.
Leave that, right, Gary?
If he's got a good thing going, you don't mess that up. All right, gentlemen, well, let me back on out of here and put the car back in the carport, but I appreciate the report, and we'll look for you a little bit later. N0TR and KB4CBA 73 from Whiskey 4 Echo Echo Yankee.
Okay, Gary. Again, congratulations. I wish you'd talk Bernice and let me buy a new one, but she's too cheap. But at any rate, you needed it. Yours was getting old, and I hope you have a wonderful day, and you too enjoy that very much. I'm sure you will. W4EEY signed. KB4CBA. Go ahead, Dave.
Call me.
All right, Gary. We'll see you later, and have a good day. And Tom, I'm pulling parking lot here at Lowe's. So I'm gonna bail out on you. I think I heard a breaker in there, but you can pick him up. 73's to you, and good luck with the shine stuff there. That'll be fun. Talk to you later. N0TRKB4CPA.
Okay, Dave. Sound like Jeff's voice. Go ahead.
Hey, Tom, I just want to yell at Gary for a minute. W4EEYKO4JQX.
Morning. Yep, we're still here.
Yeah, I just flipped the radio on for a minute and heard you. Thought I'd yell at you before class tonight for a minute.
Well, new in my world is a new automobile, and so I moved the radio that I used to have in the Mini Cooper over to it, and so I was just doing its first initial test into the repeater.
Good, brother. Sounding good. It's doing a great job.
It's an ICOM, an old one, IC208, I think, VHF, UHF. But, alrighty, I'm going to back on out of here. I haven't fed the puppies yet. Got to feed them some lunch. 73, we'll talk at you later. Whiskey 4, Echo, Echo, Yankee.
Yep. Just heard you in there. Thought I'd yell at you and talk to you while on the radio. W4EEY, KO4JQX, 73. How you doing, Tom?
Fine, Jeff. Hope you are, too. Just surviving another day. Been sitting over there, half falling asleep and not, and I heard Gary. I ran over here and grabbed the radio. Bernice, what are you making, Mom? Zucchini bread over there, Jeff. Ed, it's a beautiful day out there. We had to be down there at 6:30 this morning. Or that's the middle of the night. We had to get up at 4:30, and then we got back and had an Old Wake sandwich and some potato chips here, just kind of in between meals because I couldn't hardly eat anything before I went. And I'm gonna go out and visit the birds out back, the chickens, and then we gotta go pick up the grandson at his school, which I've never been there. You got to go out on I-85. Don't have to, but I probably will. And deliver some groceries down to the daughter down in the south part of Greer. How's your day, Jeff?
Okay, I got a little bathroom remodel project I'm working on, and I've been working on it this morning. Just stopped eating some lunch.
Well, I got a SD card here I got to look at, Jeff. I keep a game camera down at the back of the property just for fun. Throw them some grub out there now and then. And see what's on there. Usually it's possums, foxes, and deer, and raccoons. I'd like to see that bobcat or that bear again. I'm not too anxious to see the bear. and I got to restart my shocker here in a minute. I got to... Tens unit running on my back right now. Seems like that sucker helps quite a bit with the pain, but it doesn't cure it, but it makes you forget about it.
External or internal?
Well, I had a buddy who was a Lieutenant Colonel up in, he lived near Kansas City now. He was living near Leavenworth. It was a good friend of my wife's, and he had it actually implanted into his back and said, real good luck with that. Had a little trouble at first because he had diabetes, and the healing was giving him a problem. But since then, I've heard pretty good reports about it. This is N0TR.
I have to go to a pain management doctor. doctor because of my cancer. My wife's got some really, really severe neuropathy. And they don't know where it's coming from, and they can't do anything about it. And we're considering doing an implantable TENS unit in her back.
The objectionable thing I've heard of, this actually there's wires in his back that are permanently implanted, but the unit's external. And they actually give it to you, and you put it on for a couple of weeks and see if you can tolerate it. You put it on at night, and then you can recharge it. And but there's no hooking it up. You know, there's no wires sticking out of you or anything like that. And I had the name of it, Jeff. It's one of the newer ones. You remember the name of it, Bernice? I can't remember it now. But I haven't been to a spine doctor because they say mine's down in the S1, S2, down in that region. And it's arthritis. And the pain management doctor, he wouldn't even give me a shot for it. And he said, no. He says, 2 or 3 days later, he says, you'd be back to the square one. And he says, it costs several thousand dollars for a shot. And I said, well, I got good insurance. And he says, that don't matter. And he says, I'm not going to give it to you because it won't last. So it's been a thought of mine. But I just went down to Walmart and bought this Omron is the brand name. And or else I ordered it online from Amazon, I think. And but Walmart does have them. And works as good as anything else. And you can order the extra sticky pads from Amazon, and they're dirt cheap.
Yeah, they work good.
Wake you up when one of them wires comes loose and falls down on your back, and the other one's still going. Oh, boy. I was an electrician all my life and worked on high voltage all my life, and I don't like to be shocked.
Yeah, I've done quite a bit of electrical work myself. I understand that completely. Medtronic's the company that's, they're doing the implantable stimulators that are, oh my goodness, that are MRI compatible.
That's what he said, because I asked him about that, if he'd ever be able to have an MRI again. I think everything since, and I'm just going to guess, Jeff, I know I had, let me stop that computer from beeping. I had a stent put in, and then I'd had metal pieces in my eye, and they x-rayed that, of course. Now, I'll make sure you don't have any metals going to get sucked out. But they said anything from, as I remember, and it's been a long time, the 80s on, has been non-ferrous. It's been surgical steel or titanium. And so they're pretty good about it. But that thing's got to have batteries in it, so that's really saying a lot.
The pain management doctor I went to, I talked to him in length about it the other day, and he's been doing them for years, and he said that he's had very, very good success with them because he puts them in a lot of cancer patients, and they have to have MRIs, and he said he hadn't had any problems.
Here, come up, boil water advisory for people in Greenville County here. Let me look and see if I kept the name of that just for kicks and giggles. I got the computer in front of me here. And my eyes are all back to normal since I did the last laser thing. Bernie said that this morning. Let me see. Pfeiffer. Was it? Well, maybe it's under her first name. I'll see if I can go. G-H-I-J. Oh, heck. I thought I had a folder for that here, Jeff, but I don't see it right now. Is that a Well, that's a pain management doctor, isn't it? Yeah, I haven't had much luck with them. I had a guy that guided this needle into my foot up in Joplin, Missouri. He was a very, very nice doctor and kind doctor. But, oh my gracious, he put that in my foot one time. I thought I'd die. So the next time they give me a little Versed to knock me back a little bit first. But it absolutely did no good. I don't know, probably some kind of cortisone thing.
I know the feeling, man. I've had two bone marrow draws.
I can't imagine. Well, I screamed so loud they heard me out in the lobby. It just, beyond your wildest imagination. And, like I said, the next time he used to give me some Versed, and if nothing else, Jeff, Versed's an amnesiac and you forget it. But it didn't hurt that time. They just had me drink a little bit of it, kind of like they do when they do cataract surgery.
Believe this or not, they did my first bone marrow draw in the cancer center in the office, and my wife was so tore up because all she had ever heard about was the horror stories, and they had given me prior to it the maximum. I'm a pretty good sized guy. I was 6 foot before I started shrinking. I'm down to about 5'10 and a half now, I think, or 5'11. And I weighed 245 at the time. And they give me the maximum dose of morphine they could give me beforehand. And they give me the maximum dose of Ativan beforehand. And I told them that I have a very, very high tolerance to pain medication. I mean, they have to give me like a double dose of what they give a normal human being, or it has no effect on me. And it literally did not even kick in to after they were finished, and they didn't believe it. I told them that it never kicked in after they had finished the procedure, and they didn't believe me. I mean, I was standing up putting my pants on, and they were like, "Sir, you can't do that. You've just had a major procedure, and you've got all that medicine in you. You're so high, you don't understand what you." I said, "I know perfectly what I'm doing. The medicine hadn't kicked in, and they were wanting to get me a wheelchair to roll me out." I said, "I don't need it." And my wife was, oh man, she was tore up. She was crying. She was in there with me. She had to leave the room. I told them, I said, "Get her out of here." And when they got done, I said, "Go get her, please, and tell her I'm okay." And my mother had come back in there with my wife, and I was standing at the door talking to them, fixing to leave. I had the doctor. It was actually a nurse assistant. I won't let the repeater drop. The PA that done it and the nurse in there, I had them laughing the whole time. And I was standing at the door talking to them, fixing to walk out. And that medicine hit me like you hit me with a ball bat. And I had to grab the door to keep from hitting the floor. And I said, "I think you better get me that wheelchair now." And they like to fell down. They didn't. They said they'd have never believed it. I didn't feel anything if they hadn't seen the medication hit me and buckle my knees.
GR, that's amazing. Well, Jeff, I was outside the emergency room of the hospital where I was working at, and I volunteered to help put out ice melt. I was an electronic technician there. An electrician, and I fell and knocked my right shoulder out of the joint and injured my back up high. Never have had it repaired, and I knocked that shoulder out of the joint 2 inches, tore the rotator cuff and tore the labrum at the same time, and got 6 hernias from the fall because I've been opened up so many times down the middle that it made 4 little hernias there and then 2 over in the right groin area. So it was a terrible, terrible fall. Although, you know, I was at ground level, but it was black ice, and it was raining ice. Just a mist, and everything it was touching was freezing. And after they got me inside, which was quite a chore, the emergency room doctor says, we can't get you to the orthopedic surgeon or at the main hospital because the helicopters can't fly, and that's what you need. And he says, but I can put it back in the joint. And he says, is there anything you would like? I said, morphine. And he said, okay. And they gave me a shot of morphine. Instantly, within seconds, I just heat all over is what you feel like. And then I said, I'll take 2. And he laughed, and they give me another one through the IV. And, oh, holy Toledo. I can't imagine anybody not feeling that. Because it was screaming pain as long as that shoulder was out of the socket 2 inches, I'll tell you for sure.
Have to give me to stop pain if I'm in pain, and I take it every day. I've got such severe pain from my cancer because of the... I have avascular necrosis, if you're familiar with that. They have to give me Dilaudid.
I think Tom, that's on here occasionally, had to take that stuff. It's, I can't imagine. I've never had any of that. I've had some of them for procedures and that. Versaid and Demerol, but boy, it just, wow, you're out. I think that's what they used to give you for colonoscopies. Well, that wouldn't even touch you.
I want to tell you something. They can hang an IV on you, and they can do the Dilaudid IV push, and they could come at you with a chainsaw, and you would laugh at them. I'm telling you. But you know, the thing about it is, when you have severe pain, when you truly have severe pain, you never get the narcotic effect from it. All it does is just knock the edge off the pain. You never get the recreational narcotic effect from it.
What do they do when they draw that bone marrow? How is that done that it's so painful?
They actually they go in and they numb your hip, and they actually take a needle about the size of a pencil, it feels like. Tell you the truth, Tom, it ain't much smaller than a pencil. I mean, it's smaller, but I forgot the actual millimeter size. And the tip of the needle is threaded. And when they hit your hip bone, they screw the needle into your hip. And then they pull bone marrow from the inside the bone. And then they screw that needle on down into your hip. And they take a core sample of the bone and they pull it out.
Goosebumps. Wow. One of the most painful ones I ever had, and it was for a very short duration, with a big needle, was a liver biopsy. And the liver specialist tapped around on my liver for, I'll bet you 15 minutes, or tapped around on my stomach on the side of it. And then all at once, he jabbed this big, long needle that looked like a tube right between my ribs and went in and pulled out a sample of liver tissue and held it up in front of me. It looked like a worm. Said something to me about the condition of it. and they thought I would have cirrhosis by that time, but I didn't. The good old Navy gave me some bad things with their blood transfusion that I had for my lung surgery. But at any rate, without going into that, Jeff, I mean, it felt like somebody took their fist and hit you right in the guts. And then he motioned to the nurse to push the painkiller in. Not before that. You had to be fully conscious. That one really woke me up.
Or JQX. Tell him my phone's ringing. Stand by a minute. Had to get off of here. I'll take this call if you don't mind. I enjoyed it. Say 73 for you right now, but I'll catch up with you later. KL4JQX, I'm clear after your final.
Okay, Jeff. Pleasure's all mine. You have a good day, my friend. This is N0TR clear, and I'm going QRT also.